at Elder Law, and it just finished his fourth book. It's entitled, I love the title of this, Blood and Money, Why Families Fight Over Inheritance and What to Do with It. Mark's on the other end of our line. Mark, good morning.
Morning, Tony.
Tell us a little bit about where you work and what you do.
Well, I'm an elder law attorney with law offices in Farmington Hills and Royal Oak, Michigan. And I work with an aging population and do estate planning and trust administration, probate, etc.
How long have you been doing this for?
30 years.
Where did you get the idea to write the book?
Well, after watching families go through this horrible process that they go through of fighting amongst each other, I decided I wanted to get down to what the root causes were behind the conflict.
You know, it's interesting when we hear about these stories, they seem to be made for television movies where for money, people just seem to lose their mind. From your perspective, well, why do families fight?
Well, Tony, you phrased the question very well. It does seem as though it's all about money, but really, money is just a symptom of the reason that people fight, not the reason. People fight because of what money represents and how money keeps the score, or even possessions keep the score, about who is loved more, who's more important, who's in charge. So really, it's a much bigger battle going on below the surface. And it's just the money. People do appear to be acting crazy for the money, but it really is not.
After your mom or your dad die, what are some practical solutions to prevent these disputes?
Well, I would like to see moms and dads themselves participate in the process by having well, clear, defined terms, wills, trusts, powers of attorney, the tools they need to prevent their families from fighting. I think the responsibility falls on them, but if it didn't happen, families have to agree amongst each other that they will not fight, they will treat each other fairly, and if under all circumstances, treat each other equally.
Now, what's challenging about this is that these conflicts are occurring even when family members are going through the grieving process. Why does this happen?
Well, the grieving process, part of that process, is a fundamental fear, anxiety that families have over the loss of a loved one. What people don't realize is that those emotions that they have towards the decedent, they also have with the fears and uncertainties about their own life because they've lost someone so important to them. So there, the anxiety of all the people left behind are very much raised. And so, yes, they will fight virtually during the funeral ceremony. They start immediately because the emotions are running so high.
You know, what's interesting about this, too, is the way you write, this is elder abuse, and we got to think about how to protect mom and dad from this.
Right. Well, I talk a lot about elder abuse because these battles about who's going to get what and who's more important often begin before death, and they begin when the parent fails and can't really fend off predators. And so we need to be very conscious of a failing parent's ability to manage their own affairs and prevent this type of abuse.
How do we avoid estate disagreements before they occur?
Well, again, it goes back to the parents. Parents really, Tony, I can't tell you the stories where people get all the way to the end of their life, they've done nothing, no power of attorney, no will, no trust. And when they do that, they really, the fur starts to fly after their death because nothing is stated. The parent has to state, here's who's in charge, here's who gets what, I want it done such and so. And if they do, believe me, there won't be any fighting, at least not in court.
So planning is everything.
Planning is everything.
Mark, et cetera, is the attorney of Elder Law, and the name of his fourth book is called Blood and Money, Why Families Fight Over Inheritance and What to Do About It. And, Mark, I imagine we can find this online or in bookstores everywhere.
Yes, you can, specifically Amazon.com and, of course, BarnesandNoble.com.
All right, Mark, thanks so much for your time, and we'll talk with you again soon.
Thank you.